This recording is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
The Russian has free stress, which means the accent may fall on any syllable within the word. And it's a principle that of free accent languages that the accent is very pronounced, the accented syllable, vis-a-vis the other syllables which sort of dangle from it. And so that gives Russian this the characteristic sound of a language with frequent punctuations, as opposed to the sort of regular flow that you find in languages that have a fixed stress, like French or Czech or Slovak or Polish or something of that sort. So that's why they have sort of big booming accented syllables and the others just dangle off of it. The city of the former Königsberg is now in Russian called Kaliningrad. The Hungarian surname would be pronounced Ganchev. The final V would be devoiced to an F pronunciation unless it was followed by a word beginning with a vowel. The homesick for one's homeland in Russian is Taska po rodinye. Again, Taska po rodinye. Taska po rodinye. And that's typical of what I meant. The accent is on the O, and the others, the post-stress syllables are just sort of disappear sometimes. They're very weakly pronounced. The Königsberg, of course, is the German, the name for Kaliningrad. Leibniz, the river Pregol or Pregolia. Nabokov's accent is on the middle syllable. So it would be pronounced Nabokov.
And again, the V would be voiced if it were followed by a vowel.
Exactly, okay. Right. And so, for instance, a woman's surname would have an A, so it would always be pronounced like a V, Nabokova. But a man's name in word, when it's the final word, in a breath group, or if it's before an unvoiced, a word beginning with an unvoiced consonant, then it would be pronounced Nabokov. Heisenberg. Elizabeth in Russian is Yelizaveta. A rabbit is Chamyak. It's not the usual word for rabbit, though. It's usually it's Krolik is the word for a rabbit. This is my dear, but they both mean dear in different ways. Milaya Maya, Radnaya Maya. Of a woman who was one of the early translators of Russian into English, Isabel Hapgood. She says, excuse me, Joseph. Prosti, Yosef. And Kerner says, Da нет. And then he says, Ведь у меня был выбор, Лилечка. And he says, you see, after all, I had a choice, Лилечка. Да? So again, I'll say that sentence there. Да нет, ведь у меня был выбор, Лилечка. And Hapgood says, нет, тогда у тебя не было выбора. And slower. Нет, тогда у тебя не было выбора. And this says, I think this is probably a misspelling here, I'd better go. There's no moo. So... No, I don't know what to say.
Or would it simply be Я пошёл?
Я пошёл is it's actually the past tense. I've gone. I've left. And it's also used in Russian for I'd better go in some cases. But му doesn't fit in there. Му я пошёл. Я напишу, когда доеду. Right when I get there, that's okay.
Could you say that phrase one more time?
I wonder if that could be ну, which is means like, well, I better go.
Oh.
Now that would make sense there.
Yeah.
And so a little bit of pause, because ну is like when you're trying to think what you're going to say. Mm-hmm. So in this case, да, ну, я пошел. Я напишу, когда доеду. Now that would make sense there.
So that's the pausing sound, mm-hmm. the
Yeah, ну is like, well, I better go. And so it's just when you stop and you're trying to figure out how to put it and that sort of thing.
That's great.
So, да, ну, я пошел. Я напишу, когда доеду. Now we got a good sentence there.
Right. Peugeot, Cheval Blanc, as big as a gum boot. That is something like waterproof boots, kind of like big Wellington boots with lots of insulation. Epi, as in epileptic seizure. Grosvenor Square, Uxbridge, ab origine.